the news say. Say that you love me. Say your love is true. That's all you have to do. That's all I ask of you. Cause you can call it a holy trinity. Me, you, and love.
Together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians age 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
Good morning. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. This is Femme Concept. My name is Eleanor, and for the next hour, bringing you some excellent songs to start your day off and kind of your week. Maybe your week is starting today. It's Tuesday, it's not Monday. Most weeks typically start on a Monday, but you know, maybe yesterday didn't really go the way that you wanted it to, given that it was a Monday and all, and they so often tend to not feel or go the way you want them to. So consider this a open invitation to start your week today if yesterday wasn't very good. The first song that I played this morning is called 5 a.m. It's by Chastity Belt, and it's off their brand new album, I Used to Spend So Much Time Alone, that came out on June 2nd, earlier this month, that is now almost done, on Hardly Art. It's a great album, a lot more introspective than their last one, a lot more calm, maybe, is a word that comes to mind, or just like, yeah, there's a little bit less, like, frenzied anxiety in this album. I think, like, a lot of people are calling this album a lot more mature, and I think it is, but I think their last one was also mature, just sonically sounded different. So that's my take. Really fantastic. They're on tour right now. They're no longer coming to Vancouver. I'm not sure what happened, but, you know, they're in the States right now. They're playing in Olympia on July 29th, if you want to drive down there. Or they're also playing in Portland on August 11th. So, you know, not too far away. If you're really real diehard, you could make it out there. Cool. I'm excited about some of the things happening this week. I'm going to play some tracks from some bands that are playing in Vancouver, bands and artists, and things that you can go see live with your own two eyes and two ears. Up first is some of the music that is happening tonight at the Astoria as part of Art Rock number 20. Art Rock is a series that is programmed by Casey Way of Late Spring and Hazy. She does it on the last Tuesday of every month, I think. It's always on a Tuesday. I don't know if it's like the last one always, but different projects, bands that are kind of out there or a little bit strange, you know, art rock. It's what it is. So tonight on the bill, there is Music for Evenings, Francesca Belcourt, and Ivory Towers. So I'm going to play a track by Francesca Belcourt. This is called Kind of Bad off of her album Zongs, which came out back in 2015. Thank you. The Ancestor by Clara Engel. That is the track you just heard. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. It is Tuesday morning, and we are out here broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. The show is called Femme Concept, and my name is Eleanor. Thank you for joining me this morning. So that track, Clara Engel released an album called Songs for Leonora Carrington earlier this month. Clara Engel is a Toronto-based musician, and I was just reading a little bit about Leonora Carrington because I thought the name sounded familiar. She is a fairly famous artist, painter, novelist. She was born in England, but spent most of her life living in Mexico City, which is where she did a lot of her work. And the reason her name was familiar to me is because I was just reading a different book about another artist who worked in surrealism, which is the field that Leonora Carrington did a lot of work in. That artist's name is Lee Miller, and she is a famous photographer whose photos you've probably seen, but you don't realize that they're hers. She took a lot of photography after World War to during the liberation of war camps and things like that. So yeah, anyways, go look these women up. They're really cool. They've done some impressive things. So that was The Ancestor by Clara Engel. And before that, it was a track by Ivory Towers called Hell's Bells off of her album Vile. And before that, it was Francesca Belcourt with Kinda Bad. And Francesca Belcourt and Ivory Towers are both playing at the Astoria tonight as part of Art Rock number 20. Also performing is Music for Evenings. Go check that out. I believe it's about $5 at the door. And Art Rock is always a really great event with great DJs and, yeah, just a nice way to spend your Tuesday night. Cool. All right. Up next, we have a little blast from the past, a Canadian band that is getting an album reissued on vinyl, which to me, for a smaller Canadian band, seems like a big deal. I don't know. Maybe it's not. I feel like vinyl reissues are very popular right now, or maybe not even right now, in the last, 5 to 10 years, pretty much seems like everything that has ever been released is being reissued on vinyl, which is cool, although some things probably don't need the reissue treatment. However, very excited about this reissue. The band is called Plumtree, and they no longer are a band, but they were from Halifax, and Label Obscura is reissuing their album Plumtree Predicts the Future, which originally came out in 1997, so 20 years ago. Great pop record, great band. You may not know them, but one of their most popular songs that almost became a mainstream hit, I guess, I don't know, I read that somewhere, is called Scott Pilgrim, which is loosely tied to the film Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which came out in 2010. And Michael Cera wears a Plumtree band t-shirt in that film, I believe. So yeah, I'm going to play a track from this album that is going to be reissued or was reissued recently. Sorry, my bad. This is called Hang Up Baby. And it's interesting because though this was released 20 years ago, it still has themes that are very relevant today. So this is Hang Up Baby by Plumtree.
You keep me hanging on, you keep me. This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
Sick and tired of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man,
I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Music Festival returns to Princeton this August 3rd to 6th in the breathtaking Snug Lake Amphitheater. Come enjoy music, camping, and lots of fun where the mountains meet the sky. There will be three nights and six sets by the String Cheese Incident and sets from Garage Mahal, Steve Kimmock and Friends, Brick House, Five Alarm Funk, and others. Element Music Festival is BYOB if you are of legal drinking age. For more information, visit elementfestival.info. Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival is this July 13th to 16th. Over 65 acts from more than 20 countries in one of the world's most beautiful beachfront parks. It's a stunning slice of global music and culture. Come see Billy Bragg and Joe Henry, Bahamas, Congo's Mbongwana Star, Kathleen Edwards, the Bare Naked Ladies. Plus, there's so much more to discover. Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 13th to 16th at Jericho Beach Park. Get your tickets today at thefestival.bc.ca.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama
Dora
and
guest
Ben
The Real World.
The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show.
We talk about
events,
actors,
directors,
and genres.
We come up with most of the genres.
And that's what makes it so jazzy.
It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games.
If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton! We're back. You just heard a track by the band Blush called Not Yours off of its Fine EP. Blush is the new project or newish project of LA-based artist Shab Ferdowsi. She has this EP called It's Fine. You can check it out on Bandcamp or on SoundCloud. Very nice. She also has tapes for sale. And before Blush, it was a track called Rainless by the band Burnt Palms off of a older split tape with Love Cuts, who are a Vancouver-based band. Burnt Palms are from California, and I thought Rainless would be an appropriate song to play given the lovely heat that we have been receiving as of late in Vancouver. Cool. At the top of the set, it was the track Hang Up Baby by Plumtree off of the album Plumtree Predicts the Future, 1997 album that is getting released or has been reissued. I keep saying it will be. It's already happened, guys. It's here. It's out there. You can go get it if you want to. Okay. Continuing right along here, more stuff happening this week, exciting things in Vancouver, shows to go watch and listen to with your eyes and ears. First up is a band called Alimony, who are playing this Friday at the Needles Pins LP release party. Saw Alimony for the first time during Music Waste, saw them at Thor's Palace. It was a great show, bought their tape. Don't sleep on this band. They're freaking awesome. I just about swore. Wow. That's how good it is, okay? This track is called Love Me Anymore off of their demo tape.
Mm-hmm.
That was Miracle by Needles Pins off of their forthcoming record, Good Night Tomorrow. They are playing this Friday night at SBC, a release show for their new album, which is out on Mint Records and Dirt Cult Records. You can pre-order that. It's a limited edition gray squirrel. Whoa, no. Limited edition gray sky swirl vinyl. Not gray squirrel vinyl. Although I would be very interested to see what that would look like. Before Needles Pins, it was Woolworm with the track Catbird off of their album Deserve to Die. They are also playing on Friday with Needles Pins and also have an album coming out on Mint Records in August. Really excited for that. And at the top of the set, it was Alimony, also playing on Friday with the track Love Me Anymore. Brand new Vancouver band. Check them out, folks. You won't be disappointed. I promise you. Okay, that just about brings us to the end. I have one more song to play. Don't go anywhere. Lots of great radio coming up today, as always. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Enjoy the sunshine or hide inside. You know, just look at it. It's nice. At least it's not raining. We can all agree that we're happy about that. Yeah. Take it easy.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.